Getting to Resolution: Turning Conflict into Collaboration. Written by Stuart Levine. Narrated by Doug Hanna. Foreword. If you knew the secret history of those you would like to punish, you would find a sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all your hostility. H. W. Longfellow. We write because we have to say what we believe. We discover what we believe because we write. All else of writing is but a searching for form, a style, a technique to show those beliefs in an acceptable artistic manner. When we succeed, our hearts are on the stage to touch the hearts and minds of the audiences. It is an awesome experience. Author unknown. It isn't often one is asked to write a foreword to the second edition of a very popular book. Initially, I didn't understand why Stuart would ask me, since I don't do conflict resolution or mediation of any sort. But I saw, in the subtitle, a word I like a lot, collaboration. So I sat down and read the book, and then I understood my role. You see, this book is about three things I value very highly. First, it is about a paradigm shift in resolving conflict. What Stuart is offering is a fundamentally new way to take a situation full of conflict, with the potential of going to court, and turning it around so that both sides win. Think about that for a minute. A system of rules and regulations that you can apply to almost any conflict, organizational, professional, personal, and end up with no conflict. In fact, end up with the two parties working together to make the world better for both. Stuart takes you out of the courtroom, away from the lawyers, and gives you directions on how to find common ground and an agreement in principle, which then guides you to building a roadmap to your mutual solution. When you read his examples, you get this funny feeling, I could have done that. And then you think of a big conflict in your life where one of you, and usually both, end up dramatically dissatisfied. I went through a major lawsuit in the 1990s. And I can tell you with certainty that if we had used Stuart's paradigm for conflict resolution, it would have turned out very differently. So for just this one reason, Stuart's book is invaluable. There is a second reason, and it has to do with the very important topic of innovation in the 21st century. My research into innovation tells me that much of it is going to be driven by differences, the combination of differences. I call these kinds of innovations, innovations at the verge. A verge is the place where one thing and something very different meet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?